Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sister that's listening to this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening that she just starts to have a real eternal perspective, and just her mind is just understanding that this life is extremely temporary and will be over very quickly. And that and starts to understand eternity, and that it's a permanent state that does not change and lasts forever. I ask all these praises, Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is the book of Revelation, chapter 14. And just on a side note, any sister that feels like when she starts to get into books of prophecy, like the book of Revelation, like it's too much, she just can't understand it, I just urge you to read it anyways and have faith, okay? And understand that it is the Lord that teaches us, it's the Holy Spirit that teaches us. You don't need to, you know, be some big prophet or, you know, have, you know, all this extra knowledge to understand the book of Revelation. Just humble your heart and read it, because it is really important. We'll be talking about it more later on, but in understanding how things work in the spirit. So you just want to be familiar with it. It's in your Bible. God gave it to you for a reason. So don't be afraid. Just read it, you know, just humble your heart and just read it and get familiar with it. And you'll be amazed. All of a sudden things will just start to make sense. Okay. But this is a book of Revelation chapter 14. This is what's going on towards, the end, and everything. It says, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." Okay, just going over these again. And it says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Okay. I'll read a little bit more because it's important. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Okay. So just again, this concept of heaven and hell, okay, and just the true gospel of what it means to be a Christian, because you see how he's talking to them, you know what I mean, like, you know, they're going through a difficult time, and he's saying, you're going to be blessed forever, okay, but understanding heaven and hell, okay, and then again, this is Revelation chapter 20, starting at verse 11, says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God." So everybody standing before God, okay? "And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. Okay, so you die once carnally, and then you die eternally, which is hell, okay? And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Okay? So again, you've got heaven, you've got hell. That's it. That's it. Okay? There is no in between. That's it. Okay? That's it. All right? And I'll just leave it there for today. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a day of real clarity with you, and that this starts to really change her thinking, and she starts to understand that there are just two endpoints after this life and nothing else. And that's really all that matters. That's it. Is where her, where she will be, where her loved ones will be, where her family will be, where the people that she's praying for will be at that time. That's what matters. Not this life, but that. And all this is secondary, not as nearly anywhere near as important. I ask that she starts to really see the gravity and importance of that, Father. I ask all these prayers you send in Jesus' name. Amen.